Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Melissa. Next slide, please. Well, look who's here. I'm looking down here. Some of our old, but people that haven't been around are here. So welcome, everybody. Maybe that's why our group is so big. So good to see you. You can always come by. So I want to welcome the new interns, too. I think we have four of them. And the seasoned interns, some of you seasoned a little earlier than you thought. You didn't get time to marinate. You got like a week before we put you on the grill. And, of course, our consultants and mentors. Next slide, please. Okay, so this is going to be review for some of the seasoned, and of course the consultants have heard this a million times, but we want to talk about our environment for the new people that are coming on. And basically, we call ourselves a quantum teaming environment, and that's similar to some places saying, okay, we're Six Sigma or we're total quality management. There's all kinds of different things that companies have kind of like a motto or a way of thinking that keeps us familial, that keeps us family with each other, that reminds us that someone from IT support can be of great help to somebody in cybersecurity, or someone in network can be of great help to database. And just because you are focused on one spoke of IT, which are growing every day, I mean, it could be machine learning, all kinds of stuff. Just because you're into one doesn't mean that your skill set is not a great advantage to someone who is focused in another area. So that's basically what quantum teaming is. And in addition, being such a small group, you know, we're not like an IBM with like 500,000 people or however many people they have. We rely on one another to make the wheels turn. So it's very simple. We have like three basic pillars. When you first come into the internship, or maybe if you get a project that is outside of your learning curve, but that's the project your manager gave you, you are going to experience uncertainty. If you weren't uncertain, then we would worry about you. So when you first enter the internship, you're going to have questions. You're going to, when someone says, go into Teams and pull this down, it's going to take your mind a minute to say, okay, you know, I'm in Outlook. How do I get to Teams? You know, where are those little nine dots that'll get me anywhere, or however you do it? And so you learn. But you're going to have that moment of uncertainty, and we know you're going to have that, and we want you to know that that is natural. It's more natural than unnatural. But after a while, after a week or two, you go to your meetings, you listen to other interns, you talk to your manager, you talk to me, you talk to Richard or whoever's around, then you start to get the entanglement. When you know, I'm kind of running this ship. I kind of know where to go. I know how to activate my mic. I know how to put in a comment or this or that. I know where to find my videos if I need to review something. And at that point, you're cooking with fire. You know, you're entangled. You're actually owning your experience at the internship. And then superposition, and we're going to break all these down. Superposition is when we become like the Justice League, you know, or whatever group, you know, one of us is great in flaming on. One of us is good in being elastic. One of us is good in, you know, all of us have these super skills that we are sharing with one another so that we can keep the world a safer place to live in. Next slide, please. Okay, so the cure for uncertainty is anticipation. So if you think about your general life, and one of the things that, you know, Alex does this a lot in his meetings, and I appreciate it. It's like the way to understand something, apply it to your normal life. Like there's something in your life that you're good at, and it doesn't matter what it is. It can be from basket weaving to, you know, nuclear physics. You're good at something, and you know you are, so much so that you don't give it a second thought. You know, people that are great with Italian cooking can do a lasagna, you know, while they're listening to music or have the kids in the bathtub. You know, I don't have that skill, but some people do. So they don't second guess the way that they do that. Okay, so you have to anticipate that based on when you're feeling uncertain, anticipate based on the things that you're good at doing. Like if you're a great time manager, okay, with your life, with your job, with timing the traffic on the highway, coming home from work, all that stuff, that time management can be translated. It can be brought into something you don't know. One thing that you know is that you're good at time management. So if you wrap your mind around it, like right now, I'm trying to learn some new skills, things that I are either I'm rusty on or I just never tried. So I bank out like an hour a day minimum to just go in there and fool around. Like to go into the back end of our system and just fool around and learn new things. And where is this? And where is that? And how is this done? Okay, so it doesn't make me an expert in that skill, but my expertise in time management helps me to anticipate what am I going to learn today? So you're going to have surprising learning moments that you say, okay, this might be hard. At first, when you're uncertain, you're saying, oh, it's going to go in there and I'm going to be a deer in the headlights. That's been my metaphor today, you know, but you find out when you get in there that it actually is a logical progression. That's one of the good things about IT, that logic makes the day. Unlike my undergrad was in psychology, so or my son is in law school. So what is the first thing that lawyers say? What is the first thing that psychologists say? It depends, right? Believe me, this is what we say. It depends. You know, it could be this, it could be that. It depends on this or that. We don't really have that problem. We are ones and zeros and, you know, computer science languages and things like that. And they may be different in terms of the way that they present, but they're not different in terms of logic range. So we are in a good position to learn all these things, no matter how difficult they seem. So you make your to-do list. In uncertainty, you know, what is your to-do list? I am going to learn this today. I'm going to learn JavaScript today. Okay, so then you break off your 30 minutes, your hour a day or whenever, when you're just going to immerse yourself in that, you know, tell the kids and your wifey and honeydew or whoever, you're going to tell them, hey, don't bother me for 30 minutes. This is what I'm doing. Okay, so then you're in progress. And before you know it, over a scope of time, you're going to have that done. So then after that, you're going to feel more comfortable applying it through experiences, through hands-on entanglement in the program. Another good thing about our field versus, say, like a psychology or legal field is that we cannot permanently break anything. Okay. You know, in cyber, you can run into problems like the poor pipeline, you know, where you don't have any choice but to pay the people off, you know, to get your stuff back. But if you back propagate that, they should have had a ESET training like we do, and that user wouldn't have clicked on that link. So, I mean, these kinds of things we can build as we go. But basically, there's nothing that we can break that can't be fixed. Next slide, please. Whereas in psychology, you can really mess somebody's mind up. And in the law, you can get somebody put in jail if you make the wrong decisions. So we are the best and the brightest. Okay, so the entanglement does occur. You know, the more you listen, the more you inquire, the more that you ask questions, the more that you use your critical skills to say, okay, well, if A plus B is C, then C is what, you know, then you can kind of figure out the formulae for where C goes to get to E or whatever. You can work on this. So you self-drive your entanglement. You don't let yourself ever be at a point where, okay, I finished a project for the week and it's Thursday. I think I'll just, you know, sit out on the veranda and the meeting is next Thursday. And then I'll ask my manager, what else do you want me to do? So it's not this thinking of it's good to be ahead on your projects, but you're not ahead so that you can lay back and do nothing. You're ahead so you can learn more, so that you can maybe do two projects instead of one, so that you can go forward. And this is why your managers keep two projects juggling all the time, because we don't want you to have these silo gaps where maybe on the academic side, you have an assignment you get on Wednesday, you're done by Thursday, and you cruise the rest of the week until you get the next assignment the next Wednesday. It doesn't work that way here. I mean, we want you to leave as a boss. We want you to leave confident that not only did you do the minimum, but you went above and beyond, and you actually learned skills that you never imagined you would learn. So you ask the questions. You know where you are. And in a virtual environment, sometimes you, perhaps, I mean, when I first started in the virtual, I was like, where am I? You know, like I'm lost in space. But you're not. You're working in Azure or MS 365. Okay. You have your Outlook, you have your Teams, you have your SharePoint. You have other things too, but you know, we have the chat, which is very robust, and all these things. So that's where you are. That's the bubble in the virtual, in the space that you are. Okay. And some departments, usually network and cybersecurity, work more in AWS, you know, spinning up virtual machines or, you know, doing different developments or, you know, making sandboxes. I mean, the stuff that they like to do. It's amazing sitting in one of those meetings. I'm like, you know, they're really enjoying all of this. you know, look for this, change that code, try this, try that. Oh, fix, you know, figure out that error. You know, that it's just the brainscape that they're in. I mean, I love observing it. Okay. And that can also be web, like some work on the web with soft dev, you know, you're working in there, you know, and so have curiosity, take risks. Like I said, it is very, I mean, I can't really even think of a situation where you could destroy something and not be able to fix it. I mean, DDoS, of course, you know, bad guys can come in and do a lot of damage. But for the most part, whatever we're doing internally, you know, with a good mind, you know, thinking in terms of growing and becoming, anything that we break, we can fix. Next slide, please, Melissa. So don't sit on uncertainty. This is not just for the internship. This is a way of life. I was just telling the managers, as much as, you know, there's a lot of transition going on now in the internship and the school in general, but as far as the internship, and it would be easy for me to panic. It would be easy for me because of all the uncertainty going on and I have no control over it. And I tend to be controlling, of my world. I like to control my world and I can't always do that. It would be easy for me to freak out and then, you know, kind of pollinate you all with that. But then you can't sit on uncertainty. I have to work through it. I have to figure out things that I can do, even minor steps, you know, to make myself more certain about what needs to happen. So this is the progress of this. You know, first you say, no, not me, not going to do it. I don't get it. This is, you know, this is blurring me. Nope, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. So then you find your mind trying to be clever, how to look like you're doing something, but you're not really going forward. It's called cyclic redundancy, if you really want to know from a technical perspective. And anybody, like soft dev people, know what I'm talking about. We're talking about that perpetual loop that you can't get out of. And you're like, where is the fracking error so that I can go forward? But as you keep pushing, at least you try. And then you notice that you are doing it. And then before you know it, it's done. You know, I did it. And as a result of doing that, all these other things open up to you. It's kind of like the gamers in this room. You know that once you break a certain level, you get all this other opportunity. So the same thing happens with working through uncertainty. So don't let it play tricks on your mind. If you need to reach out to your manager, to a peer, to me, whatever, and say, look, I think I'm stuck here. I feel overwhelmed. You know, then we can break down why you are overwhelmed. If you're taking 5 classes in the internship, we can deal with the internship, but we can't deal with your decision to take 5 classes. That's something that you have to work out yourself. That is not a result of being in the internship. That's a result of you managing you. But anything that was within our area to help with, we certainly will. Next slide, please. Okay, so you know, as I said, I always get ahead of myself on these things. But, you know, when you're embracing what you're here to do and you can see, you know, this positive growth, when you can see that you've worked through something. I mean, either you like it or you don't, but you have worked through it. Okay, and when you're also creating results for others, you know, what you learn, you share your screen in your meetings, you say, look, this is what I discovered. This is what you should put in here. This is what happened when I did this. I had to, you know, go out and come back again, all this stuff. And you accept the weirdness of how technology may appear sometimes, but actually you can get through it. Okay, you learn new things and you're willing to work where needed. You may not always want to partner with someone from another department, but once it's done, you realize how much benefit came through that. And you just continue to pursue more growth. You know, continue to look for things that you can get out of this time that you have here. I mean, I won't say it's easy to be clever, because I've been doing this a long time, and most of us can, you know, kind of smell it if somebody's like perpetrating a fraud. However, you're only hurting you if you do that. You know, you're thinking, oh, just let me get through it. Let me get my piece of paper and go on with my life. Maybe you are already at the company. Maybe you are already in a position that you like and you just need a piece of paper. So if management comes up, you can put in your resume. Who knows? But if you are doing that, you are wasting your time, not mine. I'm going to keep going on with the interns, with the managers, with the people who are trying to know more, learn more, and be more in themselves. Okay. And when you're getting along with your team and having a familial spirit, we're all in this together. Next slide, please. So superposition, as I said before, is when we're in the flow. Okay, we are transitioning to an agile environment. That's going to take some time, but not too much time. Okay, so you are deciding on how are you going to do that. And your managers will help you with that, but just keep wrapping your mind around that. If you have an opportunity to read something about that, if it's going on at your job, maybe you want to refresh your memory on what these things are. You know, what is Scrum? What is Kanban? What are sprints? And I didn't spell that wrong. Okay, so basically, we want you to stay in a mindset of active intelligence. All of you are intelligent, or you wouldn't be here. And I'm convinced that the most courageous come to me. Those that do the capstone, that, you know, whatever. I'm not judging them. But the ones that come to me, I say, are the best and the brightest. And you have to keep your mind active. Active intelligence. And it's basically what to do, what am I doing, and what have I done? Okay, so simple enough, right? And then you start to realize your lifelong results. There's some people I would just suggest that are managers here that never thought about being managers in the other world. But now that they're in here and they're doing it, like Charlene, I mean, that's one of the people that I'm so glad you're here, Charlene, you know, that works with us, has worked with us for years. She had no idea that she might want to be a manager, but she was a manager of cybersecurity for quite a while and then realized, hey, not only do I like this, but I'm good at it. You know, so you start to realize not only that you have that skill, but maybe what you would do different if you had the opportunity to do that in your career. Next slide, please. So we want to welcome all the new interns. I want to let you know that quantum teaming and the internship become so natural over time. And a lot of people fret about the 10 hours. The 10 hours fly by. Like, I, you know, visiting your meetings this past week, there wasn't one meeting that didn't go a little longer. And you had the option to leave. Like Jeff said, okay, we're at the hour. If you want to leave, you can leave. Nobody left. A few people left. And that's to their own decision to do. But most of the people stayed on because they were engaged. So the 10 hours are like a hot knife through butter after a week or two. And so we want to welcome everybody, know that we are here for you. And you get out of the internship what you put into it. And that's it for me, Melissa. Thanks, everybody.